Good morning and welcome to WSAU Feedback. Happy Friday! Thank God it's Friday. It's really felt like a long week. It actually has been a long week. Some disappointments, some joys to speak of. Of course, we're going to always remain optimistic as I try to be. I would like to encourage you and have you call in and share your opinions of this week. There's all kinds of current events that are going on. I'll give you a few ideas. This is First Amendment Friday, which means this is entirely up to you what you'd like to discuss. 715-845-2155. You know what I say? I'm the girl with many opinions. One girl and a mic and a bunch of opinions. And I encourage you to share yours as well. The other thing, I don't know if you noticed over the last several days during feedback, you have been my guest on the show, and I am trying this out, a little bit of fatigue from this whole primary season and giving you all a break from all of the many guests that we've, political guests that we've, candidates that we've had on during the course of the past several months. But I would also, in addition to talking about what you would like to discuss this morning, I would be curious to know what types of guests you would like to hear featured on feedback. And I'd like to get a little feedback on feedback. So be kind of nice if you can be. But anyway, if you would like to join the conversation, 715-845-2155. I've talked extensively about this, both on feedback as well as on the Wisconsin Morning News, about the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, and Merrick Garland announcing that he approved the raid, and of course Trump wants to unseal the warrant, and I guess the concern is, and I played a clip of Rand Paul discussing this on Fox just yesterday about how he questions whether or not the FBI perhaps was going to plant something in whatever they seized from Trump's property, and that certainly the cynic in me says, well, I wouldn't put it past them, and I certainly wouldn't rule out that they're going to try to do something in order to prevent Trump from running for president in 2024. A couple other topics before I take your calls, 715-845-2155. You know what? Seriously, what planet? I mean, all you have to do is look at Joe Biden, or, you know, I don't know. It's really difficult to listen to him because he's such a bumbling fool. It's kind of sad, actually, but not that sad because, well, anyway, what reality are they living in when the White House, as well as, and I mean, this is representative of the Biden administration, that they're now talking, they're bragging about lower gas prices. And I just think, hey, whenever I still fill up, boy, that's easy for me to say, up at the pump, I always am cursing Brandon and saying, you know what, gas never used to be this expensive, despite prices being 67% higher than when President Trump was in office. They are trying to, the White House, again, and I talked about this during the Wisconsin Morning News, trying to manipulate the minds of the weak-minded into thinking, oh, gee, $3.99 a gallon isn't so bad. Yes, it is. I beg to differ, Joe Biden and company. Here's another one that goes down in the old, heh-heh. Remember that guy Nelson on on The Simpsons? Liz Cheney. This is a poll taken. I think the primary is next week. She's down 30 points leading up to Wyoming's Tuesday primary. You think she's going to pull it off? I don't. She's done. Stick a fork in her, Liz Cheney. Bye-bye. The next headline I see is from, this is sad because the Democrats always like to champion themselves as the, they like to characterize themselves as the champions of the middle class and the downtrodden, everybody except for the big, bad capitalist, anybody who wants to be self-sufficient and independent of the government. Now the median home prices in the United States soar past $400,000 for the first time. So, you know, and I'm not sure what, I guess this is up 28% from a quarter earlier. So, I mean, that's significant. The median cost of a single family existing home surged 14.2% year over year to $413,500 in the second quarter. I mean, that just means, and for all these do-gooders in the city of Wausau that are complaining about there's no affordable housing. Well, there's no affordable housing because your policies made it unaffordable. Oh my gosh, isn't it obvious? Is it obvious to you? It is to me. Okay, a couple more things, and then I seriously will take your call. 715-845-2155. I'll just skip ahead to this one. What an outrage. North Dakota School Board votes to forgo saying Pledge of Allegiance before school board meetings. What kind of message does that send the children in the classrooms? So are they going to continue? Have they been saying the Pledge of Allegiance in North Dakota schools? I don't know. Okay, so the obviously the message is we cannot remain silent. We need to be pushing back and speaking out. Now it's your turn to not remain silent by calling in now, 715-845-2155, if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning. Welcome to Feedback. You're on with Meg.
Hey, Meg. Good morning. Happy Green Friday.
Thank you. Right back at you.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to thank everybody who ran and put themselves out there in this last election. We had some really awesome, tremendous people who ran. And I just want to thank them for having the courage to do that and for the sacrifice that involved. And that really touched my heart. And I you know, just feel that we had some excellent candidates. And the measure of who we are is what we do with what we have. And I think that we need to just keep pressing on. Life is about adapting to a lot of things. And, I hope and I pray that we can regain some freedom.
Well, amen. I was hoping you would allow me to wheel away from the mic for a second and grab. There's a couple of quotes that, I'm going to share a couple of them. One of them is actually from comedian Robin Williams. There's no shame in failing. The only shame is not giving things your best shot. I think that's a really good one that applies to what I believe you're talking about these last primaries. And then the other one is from Anne Frank. I've learned one thing. You only really get to know a person after a fight. Only then can you judge their true character. And I've been accumulating these various words of wisdom quotes over the last several months. And some of these are really apropos for the primary, this past primary in this last week. And There were some sad defeats, I guess, but I think I really try to be as optimistic as I can be, and I used to say everything happens for a reason, which maybe sound very cliche. I think there's a reason for everything that happens is a better way to put that, and so subsequently we have to look forward, we have to look to better days ahead and be encouraged that as long as we stay engaged and involved, good will prevail. I do believe that.
Yeah, I agree also. You know, I remember the quote from Helen Keller. She said, you know, life is a daring adventure or it is nothing. And so we need to look at life that way. And I think the biggest gift that we could give our children is the opportunity that comes with true freedom. And, our freedom is under attack, there's no doubt. And what happened to President Trump at their house this week is more evidence of the fact that we've lost a lot of freedom. And we must stay engaged if we're going to get it back. And I believe that we can, but it's going to be a fight. We have an ongoing fight on our hands, and we need to stay engaged.
Well, thanks, Lewis. Great to hear from you. I appreciate your call this morning. Have a wonderful weekend.
You're awesome, mate. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you. Yeah, what I would say about that, too, is that when they went after President Trump, they're attacking Americans. They're attacking all of us when they do that. And that's what we have to keep in mind. And that's why we cannot cower. We have to be strong as Americans. Channel your inner American. On that note, I'd love to take your call, 715-845-2155, if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning and welcome to Feedback. You're on with Meg.
Hey, how's it going, Meg? This is Dale, the guy you said. It must be a Democrat because I didn't like Rebecca Clayton.
Oh, you dared to call back. Hit me, Dale. What do got today?
Well, Trump getting raided is the best thing to ever happen to the Republican Party, because I wasn't going to show up for the general. Tim Rantham didn't show up because I've lost all faith in Ron Johnson voting to expand the UN, send money to Ukraine, Mr. No More Wasteful Spending guy. But I'm actually going to show up and vote this time. But us millennials and Zoomers are sick of the so-called I'm a conservative rhino. And we see through a lot of that bullcrap.
So let me ask you something, you know, because that term rhino has been thrown around a lot during, it was thrown around between Republicans during this last primary cycle. And, you know, I know it's an acronym that stands for Republican in name only, but how do you define what a rhino is?
Well, a rhino is somebody that says they're Republican, says they're conservative, but as soon as it gets down to brass tacks, they vote along with their Democrats because, oh, we got to support the military because the military is the greatest thing in the world, and it's been nothing but a joke for the last 50 years. And they say they want to do all kinds of things, but look at Scott Walker. He's supposedly pro-life, but he really never did anything, you know, when he was in power. You know, there's just... us millennials and Zoomers, we see, like, you're the boomer generation, like, oh, we can't be voting these guys in. Well, we're actually not going to do it.
So let me ask you, who were you supporting in this prime, or, I mean, I don't know if you want to reveal who it is that you voted for.
I was for Tim Rantham.
Okay, all right, yeah, and obviously.
The only real conservative on the ballot.
Well, like I say on this show, that's your opinion. I've got my opinion. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
Yeah.
But
and then,
so are you going to vote? Yeah. Are you going to vote in the general for governor?
I'm definitely thinking about it since the Trump got raided.
Oh.
You know, I might be willing to vote for the rhinos this time.
Well, what's
if you want some good guests? Here's
okay.
some recommendations.
Oh,
if
yeah,
you
yeah,
can
yeah.
get hold of them,
yeah.
They're pretty huge. They get more ratings than CNN. But like Steven Crowder.
Oh, yeah.
Elijah Schaefer from Slightly Offensive. He's a Blaze contributor. Or even John Doyle. He's also a Blaze contributor.
Okay.
He has a Heck Off Commie on YouTube.
I got Steven Crowder. I know who Steven Crowder is. Never heard of John Doyle. Who is the other one you said in between those two?
Elijah Schaefer.
I feel
he
like
has Slightly Offensive on YouTube and Blaze.
Just slightly. Okay. All right. So that's on the Blaze. Okay. So I'll check that
yeah,
out.
That's if you want to find out where the millennials and the Zoomers are, check out John Doyle and Elijah Schaefer.
Hey, so speaking of millennials and Zoomers, and maybe he's younger than a millennial, but what do you think of now? I know his first name. I'm having a brain meltdown. Charlie Kirk. What do you think of him? Do you know him?
He's kind of soft.
Oh, all right. How about...
He's very pro-gay, and a lot of us millennials and Zoomers are sick of that.
What about Candace Owens?
Grifter.
Wow. Hey, let me ask you something. Do you have any opinions? I'm just kidding. Well, Dale, hey, thank you so much for all these ideas. I mean, I'll cross Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens off my list because I know you won't be tuning in on those days. But I'll look into both, you know, all three of these. I mean, Steven Crowder, of course, I'm very familiar with. I'm not sure how realistic it is that they would actually join the show, but I'll give it my best shot.
He's the average of 10 million viewers a day. So.
Yeah, well, that's substantial, that's for sure.
That's why CNN cries about him all the time.
Well, hey, I don't watch CNN. That's kind of a waste of my time. But, hey, thanks for calling in, Dale. I really appreciate it, and I hope you have a great day.
Yep, have fun.
Don't lose faith. 715-845-2155 if you'd like to join the conversation. Good morning and welcome to Feedback.
Hi, Meg. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. This is Emil. I know I've called in it several times.
Yeah.
I had to get a kick out of that last guy acting as though he's like the voice for the millennial and the Zoomers. I get it. He's got an opinion. Great. Good
right.
deal. You know, good for you. You know, if he's so correct in all of his purely deep, deep, deep analysis on everything, maybe he should start his own show. You know, then he could have 10 million you know, followers.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not as easy as it seems, let me tell you.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's not. It's one of the reasons I don't do it. I have a ton of opinions, but, you know, I know better than to think that anybody gives a crap. Long story short, I am deeply, I guess, troubled that Rebecca Clayfish didn't win. I know this was her race to win, and, you know, this jerk Michaels got in, and I don't really see anything changing. I mean, it would blow my mind if he would actually approve the things that were pushed through from legislation and, you know, get rid of all the vetoes that Governor Vito did and so on. Actually get something accomplished would be fantastic instead of just more word salad and, you know, wishy-washy gray area nonsense. And I'm just so bummed out about Trump and the way that he talked about Rebecca.
I know.
I mean, why,
I know.
If you're going to go after someone like that, why wouldn't you sit and talk to her in person? I mean, you hear her talk in person, you can hear the conviction in her voice.
Right.
You know, you can hear that she is serious. Mm-hmm. This isn't play, you know, she's not playing games. You know, and if Rebecca's listening, Rebecca, I'm sorry, I tried. And I know we've never met. You have no idea who the hell I am. That's fine. But, you know, I would have really liked to see her get through, because her policies would have worked.
Yeah, you and me both. I mean,
you know, I lose about almost $800 a check in taxes. And I tell you what, it would be really nice to not lose quite that much of my money every single time I got paid. Okay, especially for things that I'm never going to see. I get no benefits of any kind from the state. I don't get food stamps. I don't get insurance. Still don't have health insurance. Haven't had it for 8 years. You know, I'm not going to see Social Security. I'm sure of that. At this rate, when you do the math, the country's not going to be around by the time I'm 65 or 70 years old. You know, I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, the people that believe in America, plain and simple, need to unite together. Even these people that are, I don't know how else to describe it, brain dead behind the wheel. You know, that just go along with whatever they're told to go along with. Okay, that's great. You know what? I like you because you're an American. Okay, if there's somebody that's in our country that is pro-communism, pro-socialism, that's great. Okay, get the hell out. Plain and simple, get out. Because this isn't the place for you. This is the place for freedom and capitalism, you know, and a representative republic and democratic practices. And if we don't stand united together, instead of letting every little divisive, nonsensical detail, like what is a woman, and, you know, all this other pronouns and LGBTQI9er 40, you know, RTD2 nonsense, that's great. Okay, if you're that type of person, man, I don't care. Okay, keep it to yourself. I keep my stuff to myself. You want me to, you know, come up to you to something that you're doing or get in your face and tell you how I'm heterosexual? What the hell is the matter with people? We need to push this crap aside. Don't let it affect you. Don't let it bother you. And push forward. Respect one another. Love one another, even when they don't deserve it. That's the way that it works. That's the way that Christ would have us do it. And just pull together.
Amen. Couldn't have said it better myself. In fact, I didn't. So you did for me. Hey, thank you so much for calling in. I have to take a break. I so appreciate you tuning in and weighing in today.
Yeah.
Hope you have a great weekend.
Ron Johnson on all right? I'm a big fan of Ron Johnson.
Okay.
He needs to do his research.
Okay, here's the deal. Ron Johnson will be on the program 7:40 a.m. on Monday on the WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. So tune in. He'll be my guest then.
Good, good, good. We'll get that last caller on at the same time.
Thanks.
So he can talk directly to Ron.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
You too, Ron. Bye.
Thanks. Got to go to a break, and I'll be actually going right into the 8:30 news, and then followed by more of your calls on WSAU Feedback, 715-845-2155. Good morning, and thanks for joining me on WSAU Feedback. I'm Meg Ellison. Should I stay or should I go? I'll stay after the news. And then I would encourage you to call in 715-845-2155. I have few people on hold. Couple lines are still open. I promise to get your calls right away after the news on WSAU Feedback.